the guy's apartment.
Have you guys seen this feature that lets you talk to Siri without pressing any buttons?
No. How does it work?
You just say, hey, Siri, what time is it?
The time is 6:37 p.m.
So now anyone can control your phone? Hey, Siri, show me pictures of naked grandma butts.
Nice try. It only recognizes my voice.
Oh, cool.
Hey, Siri, show me pictures of naked grandma butts.
I don't sound like that.
Here are some images of naked grandma butts.
Hey, good news, everybody. Now that I'm no longer with Amy, I have an extra ticket to the annual Thanksgiving lunch buffet at the aquarium cafeteria. Who wants it?
The gang continues eating takeout food.
Well, you realize you won't be going alone. I'll be there the whole time, providing fish and pilgrim facts.
Raj studies his phone.
Can you people hear me?
Well, we're having everyone over.
Yeah, Leonard and I are going to be cooking all day.
Otherwise, we'd love to.
No, but we can't.
Poor us.
Mm-hmm.
Leonard and Penny high five.
And Raj and I are volunteering at the soup kitchen, feeding food to the homeless.
Well, Howard, what about you?
Oh, I can't. I'm going to the soup kitchen, too.
You said that sounded like the worst thing ever.
If you can't support me when I'm lying, why are we married?
The universe gives way to a rapid series of historical images throughout time, ending on the gang in Leonard and Sheldon's apartment. The Big Bang Theory. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from CBS. Described by Brian Christopher Williams. Read by Christopher Flowers. Created by Chuck Lorre and Bill Prady. At night, Sheldon video chats with Amy.
Hi, Sheldon. What's up?
Well, I'm calling because Thanksgiving is coming up, and I wanted to offer you the aquarium tickets.
No one can go with you?
No, they'd rather spend the holiday with each other than find out if this is the year I finally touch a starfish. Anyway, I wouldn't want the tickets to go to waste, so take whomever you'd like.
Oh. Okay. Thank you.
And feel free to tell your guests that the Myanmar catfish is also known as the pilgrim fish. In case the turkey's dry and you need something juicy.
Sheldon, I can tell you want to go, so if you'd be comfortable with it, maybe we could go as friends.
You don't think that will be awkward?
Well, it is Thanksgiving in an aquarium cafeteria, so I'm going to go out on a limb here and say yes. But if you mean between us, I think it'll be fine.
Very well, then. I'll see you on Thanksgiving morning.
See you then.
Oh, and forget what I said about the Myanmar catfish. My list of marine-themed pilgrim facts is pretty short.
Did you know they served shellfish and eel at the very first Thanksgiving?
And there goes my list.
Outside a building's rear entrance, Emily, Raj, and Howard follow Bernadette.
So how does this work?
The soup kitchen manager assigns the jobs and the shifts are 6 hours.
6 hours? Oh, God. I don't want to complain for that long.
Do you ever do anything for anyone else?
I happen to be a giving and generous lover.
Are you and I close enough for me to say that's creepy?
We are, and I believe the word you're looking for is...
can I help you?
Hi, we'd like to volunteer.
Oh, I appreciate you guys coming down, but we already have enough people. Any other day, please, come back.
Oh, okay.
The manager goes back inside. Howard smirks.
Wipe that smug smile off your face.
Maybe I'm happy that so many people turned up to help the less fortunate.
Are you and I close enough for me to say
that he's an ass? He beat you to it.
I was wrong. A large group had to cancel.
Oh, great. We'd love to help.
Emily leads Raj inside.
Wipe that smug smile off your face.
At the guy's apartment, Penny unpacks groceries.
Look at us. Our first Thanksgiving as husband and wife.
I know. I feel so grown up.
Oh, sweetie, you are grown up.
Really? How many grown-ups do you know who have Mistress Puck oven mitts? Hey, the recipes are on my iPad. Will you pull them up?
Yep. What's the code?
My birthday.
It's not working.
It's just the 4 digits, the month and day.
Nope.
Let's see. Oh, there.
Leonard furrows his brow. Penny looks off with a thoughtful expression.
What number were you putting in? You don't know my birthday, do you?
Yes, I do.
No, when is it?
May.
May what?
I'm not gonna say your password out loud. That is not secure.
You don't know your own husband's birthday.
Well, you don't know everything about me.
Your birthday is December 2nd. You grew up on Perkins Street. The last four digits of your social are 7621, and the odds of me letting you forget this are zero.
Oh, look at us. Our last Thanksgiving is husband and wife.
Sheldon climbs into the passenger seat of Amy's car.
Hello.
Hi. Ready for the aquarium?
I am. And in an effort to reduce awkwardness as we learn how to function as friends, I've printed out a list of safe topics for polite conversation.
If that makes you more comfortable.
If there were a list of things that make me more comfortable, lists would be on the top of that list. Okay, now, since last we spoke, have you acquired any pets?
No. You?
No. Since last we spoke, have you planned or gone on any vacations?
I might go visit my aunt next week.
Your aunt in Modesto?
No, the one in Bakersfield.
Bakersfield, I see. Where has this list been all my life?
At the soup kitchen.
We're gonna have you washing dishes. Aprons and rubber gloves are here. Just scrape, wash, and stack. If you need me, I'll be around.
So we don't even get to be up front where the action is?
What difference does it make?
I don't know. I was hoping some poor kid would come up to me and say, please, sir, I want some more.
They don aprons and gloves.
You're in a soup kitchen, not a production of Oliver.
It's not like I'm expecting them to sing.
In Amy's car, Sheldon consults his phone.
Then the next day was 73 degrees. Then the day after that was 72. And then it was 72 again. Then it was 74. And that brings us to today at, I'd wear shorts if I had a pair, 78.
Are we done discussing the weather?
I don't know if I'd call it discussing. You kind of set back and let me do all the work. Let's see what's next on the list. Do you whittle? And if so, what kind of knife do
Sheldon,
you need?
Sheldon, we've known each other a long time. We are perfectly capable of having a conversation without relying on a list off the internet.
All right. Well, what should we talk about?
I don't know. Just ask me whatever comes to mind.
Very well. I know you've been seeing other men. Have you had coitus with any of them?
Man, I walk right into that one.
At the guy's apartment, Penny and Leonard cook.
Next, we need a teaspoon of pepper, which I believe was also the name of your childhood dog.
Fine. You think you know so much? Who's my favorite Spice Girl?
Baby.
Who's my favorite member of NSYNC?
Justin.
Who's my favorite Backstreet Boy?
Nice try, NSYNC forever.
Damn it!
Let's face it, you can't stump me. I am the king of husbands. I know that you don't like the lingerie that I got you on Valentine's Day. I know you hate the word moist. I know you don't
like... Wait. Why don't I like the lingerie you got me?
Because it's orange and you think it makes you look like a slutty carrot.
Interesting. I never told you that.
Sure you did.
No, I never told anyone that. But I did write it in my journal.
What? I didn't know you had a journal.
I also know your voice gets higher when you're lying.
No, it doesn't.
At the soup kitchen, they wash dishes.
This reminds me of high school.
You worked in a restaurant?
No, I was in India. It was humid and smelled funny.
All right, well, I think I'm getting into a groove here. This isn't so bad.
No, only 5 hours and 40 minutes to go.
We've only been doing this 20 minutes?
You know, I read that washing dishes can be an excellent form of meditation. The key is that while washing the dishes, one should only be washing the dishes.
Just because you have that accent doesn't mean what you say isn't stupid.
No, Seriously, it's about being present in the moment, focusing on the feeling of the warm water, the smell of the detergent, the sound of the dishes squeaking and following your own breath. It's about simply being.
Huh. Okay. I'll try it.
I need three people out front.
Me!
No fair! I was meditating!
At the guy's apartment, Penny glares at Leonard.
Come on, don't be mad. It was a long time ago and it was an accident.
How can reading my journal be an accident?
I didn't even know what it was. I saw it on your nightstand. I picked it up.
But when you realized what it was, why didn't you stop?
You know me. I'm a big old bookworm.
Let's just finish cooking.
Hey, okay, let me make this up to you. Sometimes I keep an online journal. I want you to read something that I wrote.
No, really, I'm fine.
Okay, well then, I'll just read it to you. It's from the day that we first met. Beauty, thy name
is Penny. Oh, God,
stop.
I don't want you to read something you think will just butter me up. I want to hear the most recent thing you wrote.
Yeah, fine. Penny's beauty, like our love, grows more with each passing day.
Does it really say that?
Why would I lie?
Penny takes Leonard's tablet.
OMG, OMG, we're so close to the new Star Wars, I can't take it. Gah. Gah.
Well, you didn't read it right. The new Star Wars is coming. Gah!
Penny rolls her eyes. In Amy's car.
I'm sensing things have gotten awkward.
No, it's okay. If we're friends, we should be able to talk about anything.
All right.
So you had some questions about me seeing other people.
Just a few.
Go ahead.
How many dates have you been on? Who were they with? Where'd you go? Where did you meet them? Did you sleep with them? And how much longer to the aquarium? I'm getting kind of hungry.
Let's see. I've been on 6 dates with 3 different people. It was either for coffee or dinner. 1 I met at a bookstore, and 2 I met online. I haven't slept with anyone. The aquarium is 40 minutes away, and there's a baggie of Cheerios for you in the glove compartment.
Is that regular or honey nut?
I mix them.
You mix them. No wonder gentlemen callers are pounding down your door.
He takes the bag from the glove compartment.
Do you have any questions for me?
Just 1. Are you doing okay?
I am.
Good. I want you to be happy.
I believe you. I'd believe you more if you threw a few Applejacks in here.
At the soup kitchen, Elon Musk brings Howard dirty dishes.
Here you go.
You gotta be kidding me.
Sorry?
You're Elon Musk.
I am?
Howard inadvertently sprays water into the air.
What are you doing here?
I'm washing dishes. Well, I was on the turkey line, but I got demoted for being too generous with the gravy.
Oh, man. What an honor to meet you. I'm such a fan of Tesla and SpaceX, all your companies. I'm Howard Wolowitz, Caltech.
Nice to meet you, Howard. It feels great to come down here and help the less fortunate, huh?
Oh, yeah. Nothing better than helping people. Which is something I realized when I was viewing Earth from the deck of the International Space Station, where I spent 2 months as a payload specialist, a job I was qualified for because I'm an MIT-trained engineer.
And I thought I ladled the gravy on thick.
Sorry, it's just, you're you. And I really want you to adopt me.
Well, you're here on Thanksgiving, so you're probably a good person.
Oh, I made my wife come down, too.
You think you might ever get back out to space?
Is that a job offer? Because I really want to go to Mars. Assuming I can bring my wife. She hardly takes up any room. She's basically a carry-on.
Well, we're not quite there yet, but we're always looking for engineers. So let me give you my email. We can stay in touch.
Thank you.
Elon nods.
Oh, look. Someone hardly touched their pumpkin pie. Want to share it with me?
A partially eaten piece of pumpkin pie from a homeless shelter with Elon Musk? You bet I do!
Howard offers Elon a fork. Now, Sheldon and Amy tour the aquarium.
You know, for a Thanksgiving buffet in an aquarium cafeteria, that was really bad.
You're just upset because they ran out of pilgrim hats.
Well, they gave one to that baby. He wasn't even awake.
Well, it wouldn't be a holiday without you being mad at a baby.
Oh, would you care to play an ocean-themed game I invented?
Sure, what is it?
It's called Food Friend Fight. One of us chooses three aquatic creatures, and the other one must decide which he would eat, befriend, or battle.
So it's like Kiss, Marry, Kill.
What is that?
It's a game where you're given three people, and you choose which one you'd kiss, marry, or kill.
Well, my game is better, because instead of marrying someone, you get to eat them.
Let's just play.
I'll start you off easy. Electric eel, puffer fish, shrimp.
Well, I wouldn't fight the eel because I know it can generate enough current to kill a horse. So I'd eat the eel, fight the shrimp, and befriend the puffer fish because it would be nice to have company on those days I feel bloated.
Very well done.
Thank you. Okay, your turn. Seal, hagfish, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Well, I'd befriend SpongeBob, but he's not real, so I can't do that, can I?
But you can pal around with a hagfish?
Hey, let's not pull at that thread. Okay, I'll fight SpongeBob because he's so friendly we'll just end up tickling each other. I'll befriend the seal because he's trainable, which was the problem I'm having with my current friends, which means I'll have to eat the hagfish.
Isn't that gross? I mean, a hagfish can produce enough mucus to fill a bucket in a minute.
I know. Makes its own gravy. It'll slide right down.
I miss this.
How can you miss a game you've never played before, silly?
Guess sometimes I'm silly.
In the guy's apartment, Penny peers into the oven.
Hey, where'd you go? I can't tell if the turkey's done.
Be right there.
Leonard enters wearing orange lingerie and a pair of white socks. He carries a sign.
Hi, lover.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry about the journal. I want to make it up to you. So, I'm going to let you post a shame photo of me on Facebook.
The sign reads, I read my wife's journal. I'm a naughty carrot.
I am not putting that on the internet. I don't want people to see this. I don't want to see it.
Don't want people to see what, huh? A little bit of this.
He shimmies toward her.
Some of this.
He swings his pelvis.
And since it's Thanksgiving, an extra helping of this.
He rubs his butt against her. Bernadette, Howard, Raj, and Emily enter the front door. At the guy's apartment.
I'm glad you had a nice time with Amy.
Me too. It's comforting to know that she and I are able to function as friends.
Well, I've never been friends with any of my exes.
Oh, I'm sure you and Leonard will be able to pull it off. Oh, it's my friend Amy. Hello.
Hi, Sheldon. I'm just driving home from my mother's.
Did you have a nice time?
I did. Listen, I really enjoyed spending this morning with you.
Oh, well, I can't take all the credit. It was pretty funny when that one anchovy started going the wrong way.
It was. Listen, I was thinking that maybe I'm ready to be your girlfriend again.
Oh. I thought we were just friends.
We are. But
I was hoping maybe...
Amy, I excel at many things, but getting over you wasn't one of them.
Leonard and Penny listen from the kitchen.
I think I need to just be your friend.
Okay. I understand.
Good. Oh, I watched a video of the hagfish producing mucus, so I'm gonna change my answer and eat SpongeBob.
Okay, sure.
Executive producer Chuck Lorre.